This is Fresh Air. Last month, the PBS mystery series Poirot began presenting the first episodes in that show's final season. But the show's vanished on PBS, and the remaining episodes, which began appearing this week, are much harder to find. Our TV critic David Bean Cooley solves that mystery and has some reflections on the long-running Poirot series.
Agatha Christie published her first novel, The Mysterious Affair at Styles, in 1920. It featured fussy Belgian detective Hercule Poirot, who proved the most popular of all her mystery-solving characters. Hercule made his final appearance in 1975 in the novel Curtain. And this month, nearly a century after he first appeared in print, the mystery series completes its lengthy run as a TV series, still starring David Suchet in the title role. But as the final episodes of television's Poirot provide closure, they are, for the moment, somewhat of a mystery themselves. But in this case, it's not a whodunit. It's a where are they? That's because, for the 13th and final season of Agatha Christie's Poirot, the show's producers and distributors have staged a sort of new media bait and switch. Suchet began playing Poirot, with his waxed mustache and elegant walking stick, on the PBS mystery series way back in 1989. Suchet has been playing the detective ever since, referring to himself in the third person, always referring to his brain power as his little gray cells, and invariably holding court at the end of each episode to both solve and explain the mystery at hand. This year's final season of Poirot presents the last five of the 70 episodes produced for TV, a video canon covering virtually all of Christie's major Hercule Poirot novels and short stories. This season's last hurrah began, as usual, on PBS. But after two episodes were shown, the series vanished earlier this month. The final three appear beginning this week, not on broadcast TV or even on cable, but on a streaming site called Acorn TV. Later this fall, the last three stories in the Poirot TV canon will indeed show up on broadcast television, distributed to local public TV stations. But if you're impatient, especially if you're a loyal fan who has watched and enjoyed this series for a quarter century, enjoying it as I do, as the TV equivalent of comfort food, the only way to get satisfaction for now is to seek out www.acorn.tv. What you'll get once you get there are these three stories, unspooled weekly. Elephants Can Remember, available now, features Zoe Wanamaker, making her sixth and final appearance as crime novelist Ariadne Oliver, Agatha Christie's thinly veiled version of herself. The Labors of Hercules has Hercule fighting depression after failing to catch a killer. And the final episode, called Curtain, Poirot's last case, is precisely that. It features the return of Hugh Fraser as Captain Arthur Hastings, who basically served as Dr. Watson to Poirot's Sherlock Holmes for the TV show's first eight seasons. They reunite at the same estate at Styles, where they solve their first case together. But this time, both men are decades older, and Poirot is in a wheelchair in ill health. But he still has enough fire to complain when being steered on a stroll around the grounds about the lodgings, the food, and even the way his old friend pushes Poirot's wheelchair.
And how are you?
Me? I am a wreck. No, a ruin. I cannot walk. I am crippled and twisted. I have to be attended to like a baby. But the core Hastings, that is still sound.
You have the best heart in the world, Poirot.
Heart? No. But the brain, as magnificent as ever. Hastings, do something. It's not a wheelbarrow.
Sorry, old chap. So, is it good to be back after all these years?
The food, it is disgusting.
Rationing, I suppose.
No, it is the English cooking. And the water always so tepid, and the towels so thin. They're of no use at all.
Then why did you come?
Because when I see the advertisement in the newspaper and discover your daughter, she will be here. And I conceive of a plan. I will persuade my old friend Hastings to join us, and we shall all be together on family. It is most agreeable in this part.
You're up to something, aren't you?
When?
I knew it. Otherwise, why come back to the scene of our first murder?
Because, mon ami, I fear it will soon be the scene of another.
Poirot's last case ends like any other, with a detective patiently and proudly explaining the facts and exposing the murderer. The key difference in this episode is that he's doing it from beyond the grave. And if you think I should have prefaced that with some sort of 40-year-old spoiler alert, we have very different ideas about how long a mystery should be kept a secret. But since these are absolutely the last TV episodes featuring Suchet as Poirot, they do provide a satisfying conclusion to a very long-running viewing experience. The actor has grown into the role, sporting wrinkles to match the wisdom, and perfecting the twinkle in his eye whenever, as the detective himself would put it, Poirot has finally solved the case as only Poirot can. And think of it. The actors of the current movie Boyhood have gotten lots of praise for filming and playing their roles over a 12-year period. David Suchet, as Hercule Poirot, has done the same thing for twice as long. He's done it so long, in fact, that he's ending his run on a medium that didn't even exist when he started. Wrap your little gray cells around that.
David Biancooley is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.